wonderful moment I have with me, my best friend. Well, my only friend, Pastor Wendell Smith from Faith Temple Ministries here in Wachua. And he has a special guest that's been with him for several days, and we're going to let Pastor Wendell introduce his guest.
Well, it's good to be here with you guys. One of the most important things is in this season, there needs to be men and ministries networking together. And we've got Robert Newton here with Kingsway Fellowship, and he is a part of a great ministry. I'm going to let him share that with you. But I want him to share with you tonight, because my heart is that we are in a season of revival, a season of a move of God, and we've got to catch hold of what's happening. So I want Brother Robert to share with you what's going on in the around the world that he's involved with, and how we're networking together right here in our area.
And you, again, I don't believe you're an evangelist, Robert
Newton.
And where are you from?
I am from a little town called Winfield, Iowa.
Okay. All right. Fine. Now we got that settled. You're from Wachua. All right. Thank you so much for being here and live today.
It's an honor to be here with you. I'm excited for being on online radio, because we do the similar ministry online ourselves. But I'm a part of a fellowship called Kingsway Fellowship International, other words KFI. We are in 52 nations, 2,900 ministers. And the theme for KFI is "The Sun Never Sets" on Kingsway Fellowship International. And our heart is to serve ministers. And I have been chosen to be the next general overseer of KFI, which we will be taking position in the month of October. But I, deep down in my heart, I'm a revivalist. And that's why I'm here in Wachula with Pastor Wendell to see and to fan the flames of revival. We've been an evangelist for 26 years, traveling all over America, around the world, and seeing great moves of God, up to 17 months of revival in one city. So we've experienced great things in the presence of the Lord. And I agree with Pastor Wendell. This is a time something is stirring. And revival, last night we spoke on having a structure that's ready for revival. Jesus said, you can't pour new wine into old wineskins. He was talking about the structure of the wineskin. And we can say we want revival. We can cry out for revival. But if the structure of the church is not prepared for what God wants to do, he will not pour something new into a structure that cannot handle it. Yes. So there has to be an adapting within our hearts, our mindsets, our passions, our talents. Everything in us has to become adaptive to a new thing. And I believe that's where we are now. And I don't believe everybody's going to adapt to what God wants to do in these last days. But I believe there are forerunners with a John the Baptist spirit. John the Baptist, revival could not come, or the coming of the Christ could not come at that time within the structure of the church. The church of that day was not set up for Jesus to come. It wasn't set up for him to make an arrival through the structure of religion. But John the Baptist heard and felt something that caused him to step out of the structure of what was normal tradition, and he became a vessel that prepared the way for the Lord. And I think that's what's happening in the kingdom right now.
Yes. I really believe that we're in a time and a season in the kingdom of God, not just in one church organization, but in the kingdom of God. Amen. And I believe God is networking ministries. And Pastor Ron, you've seen that happen with different nationalities that around the world.
Absolutely.
That you're involved with. And I'm believing that God is going to move in our ministry here, but also we want to be able to network with other ministries so we can be in our later days, so we can be a stronger, do that. But for pastors that are listening, there's a time and a season that you just have to draw away and say, hey, God, what is it you're doing? And get on board what God is doing.
Amen.
And because I've pastored now for over 30 years, and I've tried to follow the dictates of regular pastoring, and I've come to the place that we're going to have to follow what God's doing and follow where he's going, and if we'll follow him, all the other things will come together.
Robert, what are you seeing in regard to what Pastor Wendell just said?
I think there's a place that people are coming to. They're like, I'm tired of the same scenery. I'm tired of seeing the same spiritual scenery. I'm ready for new experiences. And what we're seeing is the next generation, that's where they're at with the church. They're like, we need something more. We need something more than a cup of coffee and a donut and an hour and a half service on Sunday morning. We need to experience new realms, new impartations, fresh anointings. And so there's a stirring within the structure of the church for something more.
Do you see that where you go? Because you're an evangelist and you travel a whole lot. Yes. You see that where you're traveling?
I'm seeing it in small remnants. Small remnants. That's what keeps me going. Because you don't see it in the bigger picture. You see smaller crowds.
Yes.
You see the Monday night crowd of revival drop down to, you know, just a portion. But there's a remnant that I'm seeing that happen, and that's what keeps me going. We close out here tomorrow night. I head home. We head to the Philippines. And then we get back from the Philippines. We got meetings just right coming back because there's like an urgency. I believe the Lord's coming soon.
I sense that too.
And the forerunner spirit is a preparing.
Yes.
It's a cry that comes on the earth before Christ's arrival. That's what John the Baptist had. He was a forerunner. And he's coming back, so there's going to be that same voice that's going to prepare the way.
Amen.
I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Lord.
Amen.
And that cry out is when you have pushed and pushed and pushed in pastoral levels, and you crying out, you want to see the mighty move of God. And, Ron, you've known me all for 20-something years.
Is that long?
Yeah, it's been that long.
Gee.
But the thing is, we've cried out for a revival, for a mighty move of God, and that's the reason why that, at this season, this wasn't a planned meeting. It was just, I said, hey, can you come? And just happened. And, you know, I'm excited, and we're looking at doing another tent meeting. This guy right here, Robert, this summer is going to be doing
nine
tent meetings out west. Mm-hmm. And it's coming back. He's a tent evangelist.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And so,
like Keith,
Robert, tell us about that just a little bit. What's happening in that realm of the kingdom?
Well, we've been doing tents for 22 years, and I thought maybe I was going to slow down. I told my team, I said, we may do four a year now, but we're hearing invites. People are inviting. They're wanting, there's a resurgence of the tent anointing. Matter of fact, Kenneth Copeland prophesied, somebody sent me the prophecy in 2020 during COVID, he prophesied that the tent anointing is coming back to America.
Mm-hmm.
That same anointing that, you know, covered America
back in the 50s. Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's coming back.
Absolutely.
Because there's something attached to a tent meeting.
Yes.
There's an anointing that comes with that.
Yes.
And
it's work.
It's work. Yes, it is. It's work, but it's worth it.
It is.
It's in my blood. I experienced God in a tent, R.W. Shambach's tent meeting at the age of 12. I said, Dad, I want to be a man like that. I want to do what that guy's doing. And it just never left me. And I'm seeing young people, young evangelists now buying tents. And they're putting tents up. And our ministry's helped a couple of them purchase tents. So there's a resurgent of that tent anointing. It's taking the church out of the church into the world.
We're in our part of Florida. We've over the last 4 years, we've had three tent meetings. And right in
That's
the
right.
middle of the city.
That's right.
And we're looking right now and planning to do another one. And I'm like Brother Robert, there's something different about it. It's sort of a freedom out there that when you get under a tent preaching and singing and draws people in. And not only that, I just really believe that in this season that we're in an appointed time, Ron.
Yeah.
We're in an appointed time that God is saying. It's seasons of grace, seasons of repentance, seasons of jubilee, and seasons of where God is moving in this season. I want to be right in the midst of it.
Amen. Well, you are. You I've known you. If there's a swimming pool, you're going to jump in it.
Amen. Amen. Where the water stirs.
That's right. You're going to jump in it. And if you don't jump in it, you get in it and then stir it so somebody else will jump in it.
We're going to stir the pot.
Now, you've always stirred it, Wendell.
I have.
You know, what we want to look at today is evangelists like yourself, mm-hmm. called, anointed to be an evangelist.
Yes.
And that's what you're doing.
We need more of them.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And we need more of that on a regular basis.
Absolutely.
So I know it's almost time we have to go to the church, but in your closing remarks to Grace Point Radio, Grace Point Ministries, what would you suggest that people do today?
I recommend that you become a generator. Generate an atmosphere in your church, in your prayer life. Create an atmosphere that's conducive to revival. Revival's a culture.
Yes.
And cultures are created. You have to create in your language and your actions. Everything you do has to create a culture. And we need to create a culture of revival in our lives. And then that will carry over into the church. Don't wait for somebody to bring you revival. Generate revival within you.
Wonderful.
And start it within you, and you'll become contagious. You'll become a super spreader. I think that was a term they used during COVID.
Yeah.
Super spreader.
Yeah.
You'll spread that revival fire. When I get around somebody that's excited, I just now met you, Ron, but I'm excited to be around you. I can feel something you're generating.
Amen.
And when you get around a revivalist, it stirs you on the inside.
Amen.
Wow. Amen.
That's great.
So that's my recommendation. Don't wait for somebody to bring it. Don't wait. You know, I think after one thing I've seen after Brownsville Revival, you know, and Smith, and I don't want to Brownsville, but I went to Smith and Revival.
Yes.
In Missouri, that was closer to where we lived. They had this wow moment, Father's Day, 1995. At Smith and Revival, that Sunday night when the pastor came back from revival, bam, revival hit. And what I watched is people just kept searching for that wow moment, thinking it's going to be the next Brownsville, and it's going to hit in one service. And, you know, instead of waiting for that to happen or looking for somebody to bring it, begin to generate it in you.
Yeah, right. You know, I was with the Toronto ministry. See, that goes back to the days of John and everybody in Toronto. Went there many times in Toronto. And that wow moment happened.
Yeah.
And from that moment, it just exploded all over the world. So,
and a lot of people, you know, I read the story. I studied generals of revival and men of faith. What happened in Brownsville is a result of a pastor that pursued it.
That's right.
And a people that prayed for it.
Yeah.
It wasn't really a wow moment.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like that old saying, he or she's an overnight success.
Right.
People want that overnight success of revival, but it comes with prayer. And travailing and generating that inside yourselves.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Wendell?
Well, you know, one of the things in our closing remarks is this, is revival has to start within the individual person.
Sure.
Saying, God, revive me again. You know what I'm saying? Revive me again. Don't remove your spirit from me. But we've seen so much apathy and complacency across the body that there needs to be a revival in the home and revival in our local churches. And so as we're here in Wauchula right now, I know that there is a move of God and there's a thrust in the body of Christ. And that's the reason why that I know that God has got me networking here with you guys. Here.
Amen. Thank you so much. Pastor Wendell, thank you for being and allowing an evangelist. Newton, thank you so much.